Let's go to our Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we see Saul, a man who was out to destroy followers of Jesus, that you radically changed his worldview in, changing it to one who realized that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of all. Lord, when our worldview becomes stunted, help us to see in you the answer to all the questions we have, the answer to life itself, the Redeemer who comes to bring us life. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, during these Lent midweek services, as I mentioned, we've been hearing from a number of biblical characters who God worked his will in a number of unusual ways. Now, in the past weeks, we've heard from Isaac, from Moses, from Nathan the prophet, and last week from Mary, the mother of Jesus. Tonight, we hear from a man who had been putting Christians to death, Saul, who on the road to Damascus had his worldview and future radically changed as he got to know who Jesus really was. His name was Paul. I took the King of the Universe very seriously. I took the study of God's Word very seriously. And I also took any violations of his word very seriously. Or statements of heresy, they had to be stopped. Unfortunately, I also took myself very seriously. And with God, that doesn't usually play out too well. There are many Bible verses that I thought were in full support of me, Saul. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "In Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who walk in darkness will see a great light." Now, realize when it says the Gentiles or the people, oh, that does not mean the Gentiles themselves. It means the people of God who live among the Gentiles. When it says who live in darkness, oh no, that does not mean there are so many clouds that the sun cannot shine through. It means they're in spiritual darkness because they left God's holiness. And when it says they have seen a great light, well, what light could that possibly be other than the heat and the fire of God's judgment? And by the grace of God, I, Saul, was called to be that judgment, to bring that light and that fire to those of Galilee who thought this crucified leader, Jesus, was equal to God. Well, goodness, the prophet Amos wrote of the coming judgment, "Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord, for that day will be darkness, not light." Or, Brother Amos, it's both. And when I read the words of that great warrior, King David, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path," I thought I was on the side of David and of God. The old king knew better than that. And I should have too. A light for my feet, a lamp to my path. When that light appeared to me on the road to Damascus, it was so bright and so piercing, I couldn't see anything. My feet, anything. I was blinded by the light for days. And when that light shone, I heard a voice that had searched me out and discovered me. Painful, harsh, blinding light with this voice. And I dared to ask, "Who or what are you, sir?" "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." That was a dreadful reply. The very man who was causing all the trouble. I did not like him or his people for their ungodly ways. My anger burned against them with fire and heat. Or I thought I was burned with heat and light. But my anger was nothing now, faced with that light. What I thought was a holy and a righteous anger was actually nothing more than irritation. It was like the annoyance of being poked in the ribs when you're sitting comfortably. I could almost hear a smile in his voice as he said to me gently but irritatingly, "It is hard for you, isn't it, when you kick against me? All my proud ideas, all my career plans, my self-image, they came crashing down like a great big rickety house built on sand. Everything went dark. I couldn't see. Instead of going where God wanted me to go, I had kicked out and fought against Him day after day. Silly, self-righteous man I was. Blind guides. That's what He called us Pharisees. This Jesus who made the blind see. My friends had to take me by the hand and lead me into Damascus on Straight Street. Straight as the street was, I was blindly bumbling into everything in front of me. Oh, Jesus was an irritant. He was pushing me into the right way. Even Peter once told me a story about a time he got it all wrong. Jesus told him that he was going to go to a cross, and Peter tried to talk him out of it. "No, Jesus, you're too special. You're too precious to die like that." Jesus got pretty upset. Peter said it reminded him of a really weird event he'd seen just a week before. Jesus had healed a blind man, except, just like Peter and like me, he could see, but he couldn't see clearly just yet. He said that men looked like trees. The man needed more healing, more Jesus. "You can have ears to hear, but not hear, and eyes to see, but not see," Jesus had said. Did you know Jesus traveled to where people were to heal them? He saw me to blind me. Oh, Jesus, seek me out and heal me now. How had I missed that Jesus was and is God? When Adam and Eve sinned back in the garden, He didn't just stand there and rail on them and judge. Instead, He came back. He walked with them in the garden and asked an awkward question. "Where are you?" In our day, He did that once again, walking in our midst and asking, "Where are you?" How could I have missed it for so long? He came looking for us and calling for us. That's Jesus. He opens your eyes. You see for the very first time. So Saul, who we now know as Paul, had his eyes open on the road to Damascus. His worldview was radically altered as Jesus powerfully walked into his journey of life and faith and flipped it on its head. Just as Saul's life was radically altered, Jesus has come to change our lives as well. We now can see Jesus through an entirely different lens. God spoke through a cloud at Jesus' baptism. "This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to Him." A cloud covered Jesus and three of His disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus' face shone like the sun. And in the darkness of the cross, Jesus died to bring you life. In even the darkest place, like a cross, you find a promise of grace received by faith, not by sight. And today, you walk as a child of God, called His own. Yes, sin and temptation are still right around the corner. And as you walk your Christian journey, when the law suddenly points out your sin, you don't try harder to stay on the path. You don't need to pretend that you can somehow find your way out to heaven on your own. Instead, we hold on to that Spirit-given faith God gives us in love. Just as He did with Saul through his friends, Jesus takes you by the hand and He invites you to trust Him. Not something you can necessarily see with your eyes. And He's promised to walk with you. It is a gift of grace received through the hand of faith. May the Lord continue to work that miracle of His love in our lives every day. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the true faith of our Lord Jesus. Amen.